Imagine you're a doctor and a patient walks through your door. He's recently moved to Central Illinois from Mexico and speaks no English. And no one on your staff speaks Spanish. Federal regulations issued 2 years ago by the Health and Human Services Office of Civil Rights say you are required to provide him an interpreter. What do you do? One option is to pick up the telephone.
Could you please find out if he has any allergies to foods or medications and if he is taking any medications?
Okay, señor Martínez, ¿usted tiene alergias a ciertas comidas o medicinas?
No, ninguna.
Telephone services can be quicker and less expensive than hiring an interpreter to comply with the rules. Interpreters translate information for healthcare providers and their patients over a telephone.
Okay, he doesn't have any allergies and he's taking 20 units of insulin twice a day.
Elaine Hsu worked as a professional interpreter for several years before enrolling at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign to work towards a PhD. She says whether over the telephone or in person, it's crucial to have a translator who's been trained.
The medical interpreter is more comfortable in telling the doctor, I think there's too much medical jargons that the patient won't understand. Would you use a more plain and lay concept in explaining what is this disease?
If census data is any indication, there will be a need for even more interpreters in the future. The 1990 census indicated just over 318,000 Illinois residents spoke English poorly or not at all. In 2000, that number jumped to over a million residents, slightly more than 9% of the state population. Often there's a temptation among healthcare providers to rely on bilingual family members to serve as interpreters, but that can be problematic. Dr. Deborah Lavna works at the Refugee Center in Urbana. She says often parents rely on their children to translate during doctor's visits. Lavna says not only do children end up missing school, but giving children authority in such settings upsets the family dynamics.
Children don't need to know what's wrong with mom and dad, other than what mom and dad want to tell them. How would you translate if it's a venereal disease? Children don't need to know mom. That's between mom and dad. That's a serious thing, but that can tear families apart.
Hsu says most telephone interpretation agencies claim they can find interpreters for any language within 60 seconds, 24 hours a day. She says this method is popular because even though it may seem impersonal, it's cheaper than hiring an on-site interpreter. On-site interpreter fees usually range from $85 to $100 an hour, plus reimbursement for gas and parking. Still, Hsu says on-site interpretation is better, especially when people have to make life and death decisions.
One time a construction worker came to the ER saying that he had congestion problems, expecting the doctor to give him a pill and tell him to pass out the stool and he'll feel fine. Then 3 hours later, the doctor asked me to go with him and tell the patient he has no more than 6 months to live. It's not that you have congestion problems, you have terminal cancer. To see how the patient got so stunned and confused. I don't think he even heard what the doctor said after that. So I stay an hour later, explain the whole thing again so he could understand what's going on. So it's not that I went there, I interpreted and went home. It's I went through very important life events with them.
The U.S. Civil Rights Act of 1964 prohibits hospitals receiving federal money from discriminating against people who can't speak English. Nor can hospitals charge patients for translation services or ask them to bring their own translators. But the American Medical Association, or AMA, has opposed providing translator services. The national branch of the AMA refused comment for this report. Dr. Nesta Ramirez is a spokesperson for the Illinois State Medical Society, the state chapter of the AMA. He says doctors should not be required to pay for translators out of their pockets.
The AMA is only speaking about the individual physician in his practice in his office who is forced to pay for this translator, who can sometimes charge him $60 to $70 an hour, and the reimbursement the physician is getting for that patient's visit, sometimes a Medicare or Medicaid, can be $10 or $15. So they're basically forcing the physician to work at a loss. And nobody is forcing the gas station attendant, the Kmart, or the Walmart to have somebody who speaks Arabic or who speaks Swahili to sell this person food, for example. The AMA also says you don't necessarily have to charge it to the patient, but either his insurance or the country, the state, the city, somebody should provide some way in which it is not onerous for the individuals, it is onerous for the society as a whole has to pay that cost.
Dr. Margie Aiken is a cultural and linguistic services specialist at Molina Healthcare Incorporated in California. She agrees that these services are an added expense, but says doctors need to consider potential long-term benefits to patient health.
It's much more likely that a patient will come in earlier. You're not waiting until they get critical and need hospitalization. Also, if you don't have good communication, preventative care, out the window.
At the moment, Washington is the only state that reimburses doctors for translation costs. Many healthcare providers believe that unless the practice becomes more widespread, non-English speaking patients will continue to get inadequate healthcare. I'm Kavita Cardoza.